State Farm Insurance knows that understanding and investing in our cultural identity is paramount in protecting our future. We know what it's like to go from nothing to something, to wish that we had better financial literacy when we were younger. Luckily, State Farm is here to help with funding programs like Project Ready, which is committed to education achievement and has already awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to Black and Brown youth since 2021. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Moments like seeing my son's team cheer him on mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that has spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
Big Bang and DJ Scream bring you Big Facts, the hottest podcast in the streets. Visit the new website today, www.bigfactspod.com.
Live from First Class Sounds, you know who it is, DJ Scream, Big Bang, Baby Jade. It's time for Big Facts with special guest today, none other than Damani. Damani is here. What's up? Y'all clap it up for Damani, goddammit.
Thank you.
Damani, welcome to Big Facts, my brother. How you doing today?
Doing phenomenal.
Doing phenomenal?
Thank you guys for having me.
What's been going on in the world and in the life of Damani? Warm us up.
Man, for a couple of years I've been sitting on this music, just adding stuff, just perfecting it to my liking. And recently I just put it out. Put it out into the world, and yeah, that's what it is. It's called Skydive, my album, 11 tracks. And
you did a you got a collaboration on there with one of the guys from Earth Gang, right?
You talking about Olu? That's a song we got called Problems.
Okay.
But nah, that's not on there. It's out, but it's not on there.
Okay. So what's on this one?
I got D Smoke on there, Rap City. Anthony Hamilton came through. He slid on.
You know, really?
Yeah, Anthony came through.
Okay. A little bit.
Nasty C from South Africa. Some dope artists, man. And That's why I've been sitting on it so long, man, trying to perfect it and get different people on it and get different instruments and just tell the story how I wanted to tell it. So,
what made you start rapping?
It was all around me. I grew up around music, so I was doing other stuff, but eventually I felt like I was going to say I want to try it. You know, I want to do it. But what made me really start to take it serious and really study the music and studied the game, I was like 16 or 17 years old. And I just wanted to really talk about something that I really felt. You know, I wanted to, instead of just being a rapper and talking about exactly what I heard on the radio and what I seen on TV, I wanted to find myself. I felt like that was very important around like 16 or 17. So I would say then.
So what's the pros? So obviously we know your father is Tip, you know what I'm saying? What's the pros and cons of, you know, trying to do music and your father being Tip? Like, do you see that maybe sometimes people might be maybe rocking with you to try to get next to him? Or what's some of the pros and cons, I guess, of being an artist and being Tip's son?
Yeah, it could be that. It's been that. It's been a lot of people think that it's easier. I do agree that it is about, anybody could be an artist. Anybody could be a superstar, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody could be a superstar. It's just about who knows you, who you know, and how they know you.
What you mean?
Like, if you know the right people in the music industry, of course it's not going to be as hard as if you don't know these people. Like, if you got a relationship with someone at Apple or someone at Spotify or someone at Tidal, that's all you really need. You need them people that be in the meetings to say, we need to push this kid or we need to push this person. If you know those people, then it's going to be a lot easier. But so that was the easy part. The hard part, I feel like I made it hard on myself because I really made it important to try to find myself. Because I knew I wanted to have a career and I wanted to last forever. You know, a lot of people in and out. So I made it a goal to like really find myself and find my sound.
So you can be consistent.
Exactly. So I feel like that was the hardest part. It's hard to find yourself when it's all this going on.
Mm-hmm.
When it's somebody on the left of you, somebody on the right of you telling you, you know, what you are, how you should be because of how you was brought up, or you know what I mean? So I feel like that was the hardest part.
Mm. So speaking of finding yourself and like being in your own lane, when we like in a previous interview that we did with your dad, he was speaking on a situation where you were offered like a chance to renew your contract with the Family Hustle.
Right.
And you turned down like 80 racks because you just wanted to make sure that you became your own individual person. So I want to know what motivated you to just completely say, fuck the money and let me focus on myself. Because if it was me, I would have stood on and you know what I was standing on and shit, but I would have went and got that money. Like,
you would have tried to do both.
Yeah.
Man. You know how you just feel something. You just feel like it's not it, or it's time to do something else.
Break away.
Yeah, yeah. It's just that feeling. You can't really explain it, but I just knew that I knew it was more. I knew it was more out there, and I knew that I was looking for something that wasn't that right there. It wasn't the 80 rats. So it wasn't.
So your bigger picture was to
find myself. I knew when I find myself, find my own sound, and like focus on myself, it would be more. It would be more on the back end.
Okay.
So it's just like betting.
It'll be more beneficial for you.
Exactly.
In the long run.
Exactly. Yeah. This is a check that's going to come to me one time, and this is just, that's it. That's all there is.
Yeah.
I'm talking about stuff that's going to keep coming in, you know, whether I'm working or whether I'm in the house chilling.
Right, right.
So that's how I think about it.
How did it feel when, because J. Cole tapped into one of your projects, he called it a classic, right?
He did.
Yeah. How did that feel? I know your phone was going crazy. Right?
Yeah, we close. We call each other. Well, not close, like, you know what I mean? Hey.
Shit, that's close. Can't any nigga just get J. Cole on the phone? That's a big deal.
Right, yeah. He was out here in Atlanta, I think a week ago. He had a show out here.
Yeah.
He called me, said, man, I'm in Atlanta, I got a show. I'm like, man, I know. Everybody's talking about you. I'm like, everybody's talking about your show tonight.
Yeah.
I know you're going to be out here. He's like, yeah, man, I lost my Xbox. Man, I want to know if you still. That's how we really got close, because I was selling PlayStations.
Mm-hmm.
And I had told him I was selling these PlayStations. And I got him a PlayStation sent all the way to North Carolina where he was at or something like that.
Yeah.
So he called me talking about an Xbox. So that's our relationship right now. Just when he loses Xbox or loses PlayStation,
you know, yeah.
I get him a PlayStation. But he gave me some beats. Last time he was like, you know, just let me know how much. And I was like, don't worry about it, man. Just send me some beats, you know, and we good. Yeah. So that's our relationship.
What made you not want to take the typical route, like rap about what's going on, you know, the ops and all that shit like the other young niggas rap about?
I just don't feel like that's my life. That's not me. And I feel like people, they see straight through that. And if not right now, then eventually they'll see straight through that. And I'm going to live forever. So that's what I'm saying. Even when I'm gone, my story, my music, my art going to live on forever. And I just feel like that wasn't me. Hopefully a lot of these people that's talking about that, that's really them. And, you know, that's their art. And a lot of people can relate and some people cannot. And I just choose not to talk about what's not really me. You know, I don't really have.
You don't want to be a fraud.
Right. I don't have no ops. I'm not beefing with anybody. You know, that's not going to last. That's not going to last. No one's going to. Yeah, I don't even like getting mad. That's embarrassing.
Getting mad is embarrassing?
Yeah.
Getting mad is embarrassing.
It's all the lack of control.
That's
hard. Yeah, I'm that's allowed. Hard. Why would I allow someone to make me get mad?
But to be clear, you've been angry.
I've been angry.
You're right.
But every time I look back at it, I'm like, wow, that's really embarrassing. I just got mad. So,
what was I thinking?
Yeah, it's just, you know, but that's all it is, man.
What about why you ain't come out talking about the jury and the cars and shit? That could have been your life.
That could have been my life, because I told you at that when I first started doing music, all I seen was what was on TV, and I heard what was on the radio. Everybody had the jewelry. I wanted the jewelry. I wanted the chains and and the watches and stuff like that. But man, I just realized that it would just be a cycle. I realized that after I got this, I want something else. After I got this, I want it like this now. And I'm just all about lasting forever. I'm all about consistency, constantly going in an upward motion. And I feel like that will eventually is a roof. I mean, it's a ceiling on that. And I just don't like that. You know, I want to do something that will literally last forever.
So you study. You study
right,
the game.
Right, right. I'd like to find my advantages, man. My advantage was that everyone else blew up before me, and I got to watch them, and I got to study them. So that's my advantage. So while everyone's been, you know, doing what they're doing, I've had the luxury to sit back and watch and learn from them.
So, like, you want to kind of try to shy away from your obvious internal advantages and kind of, like, you know, do your own thing with the knowledge that you have from the people that you're able to see.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
Cool.
So how in the internal, what's the discussion like in a house where everybody pretty much does music? Like, are y'all openly honest with each other about the music, or is it kind of like you just try to say, for instance, like, say you don't love someone else's music in your household or vice right. versa? Do y'all have open conversations about that, or is it
kind of like go to Tip and say, like, yeah. Hey dad, this song is trash, I don't like that?
Never had to tell him that. He don't really make nothing trash, you know, but nobody really, it's hard to make something trash, man. You gotta really be, I think trash is not real. That's the only thing that's trash.
I think that's,
it's not real, bro.
Right.
You're saying something that's not real, dude.
But there's obviously Tip albums and songs, even in your own household, that you like more than the other ones. So you might like a previous project more than you like the current one, and it might be the same for them to you. So what are those conversations like?
We got a family group chat, and we just be sending, if it be Pops, we be sending old, we type old lyrics in there and be like, dang, Pop, we ain't know you said this. I can't think off the top of my head, but
right.
it be like little funny lyrics. You know how he used to always be just talking in the intros and outros, cussing and be like, woo, woo, just going in on somebody.
Yeah.
We used to be like, dang, man, we ain't know you. Who you talking to?
Right.
So we'll joke like that, but.
Right.
Man, it's so many. It's really a blessing to have so many people in the house as creative in the music. You know what I mean? So my brother, he does beats. He produces. He produced the track that me and Pops got on. That's called Family
Messiah.
Connect. Yeah, Messiah. He produced that. But it be me and him like talking about music a lot of times, because he played a guitar, he played the keys, he played the synth, and he learned how to play the drums. And a lot of times he be making these beats, and I'd be like, man, these beats long, man. These beats be 9-10 minutes, man. I'm like, man, you gotta cut it up a little bit. And then he telling me, nah, man, he just gotta. So we'll go back and forth like that. But it's just different perspectives, and no one's right and no one's wrong. It could work either way.
Because they're all opinions.
Exactly. And so that's all it is, just saying your opinion, and then we just bouncing off ideas, and we just grow from there.
Seeing our communities grow and thrive is something we care deeply about here at Black Tech Green Money. State Farm Insurance also cares about the growth of Black communities. They're actively investing in programs and initiatives that help provide financial literacy, give early career advice, and grow Black-owned businesses, thus leading to generational wealth, which helps protect the future of our communities. We want to build a future that we all can be proud of. State Farm understands that representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. It also requires active sponsorship of programs like the AXO, a year-long program that recognizes and rewards high school students for their academic and cultural achievements, along with funding programs like Project Ready, a national Urban League program committed to educational achievement of Black and brown youth that has awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to date. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and can have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
At JCPenney, fashion counts for everybody and everybody. It's spring, and with the weather changing and so many great things coming up like Mother's Day and the Wind Down Tour, I definitely need a fresh spring wardrobe for every occasion. This spring, I'm looking for that perfect flowy spring dress for Mother's Day, as well as replacing my everyday basics. That's what I love about JCPenney. They have so many stylish and comfortable options that I always find just what I'm looking for there. Spring is a feel-good season and comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. The fashion at JCPenney is the same way. Refresh your wardrobe this spring with styles that gets you, something to wear that fits your favorite moments of the season at prices that feel just as good. Discover brands that get you and put style and comfort first, like Worthington and Liz Claiborne for her, each in women's petite and plus sizes, and Stafford and Mutual Weave for him, style and comfort for all, even big and tall. Plus even more for the whole family like Levi's and Exertion. Here, spring comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. JCPenney, make everybody count.
So you being you and being a part of that family, how did that affect shit, like just normal shit, like just dating, like just meeting women and shit? Like, is it
with the family?
Just kind of being
already a star,
like you were kind of born into stardom. You was on TV at a very young age and everything.
You get more access to stuff, just like social media, like how social media is with little kids. That's like fame, I would say. To a kid.
So I'm saying, if you meet a female, are you like more so questioning their intentions because of who you are?
Of course.
Okay.
Of course, questioning their intentions, et cetera, et cetera. It's just, I feel like that's common sense, because when you have more to lose than others, you're always questioning, you know, are you trying to, why are you really, it's hard to see clearly when it's a bunch of stuff in your face.
Mm.
Bunch of light settling your eye, you can't really see clearly.
So, like, as far as, like, the type of women and females and stuff that you like, being that you aren't the typical young nigga and you don't have ops and you're not into the jewelry and, you know what I'm saying, all that kind of shit, what kind of female do you pursue? Because most females in your age range like the ops, the niggas with ops and the niggas with jewelry and the niggas with the extra shit and all of that, so...
Right.
What do you like, and how is it? How does it differ from the norm, basically?
You said females like ops?
females
like niggas with ops.
Like the young niggas. That,
I got
like,
you.
You know, like,
that's
whatever.
Crazy.
So, and that's
it's
not
true,
him,
though. It's true.
So.
Yeah, females. Yeah, I feel you.
I feel like I get it, but I feel like that just shows how much you've seen and how much you know.
How limited you are.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And... that's not necessarily their fault, you know. I've been blessed to have, you know, my parents behind me that were successful and allowed us to see a lot more than other people. So I see that there's so much more than, you know, what's shown on the internet or what's hot right now. And I don't know. They could like what they like, but I'm not finna change my ways and act different because I like some. I don't like that. I like a girl that got something going on, that's cool, calm, but still that's like a boss, that's like not no pushover.
Yeah, that's not going for anything.
Right. People be in the mix a little too much, I feel like.
Yeah. What's your mix, man? Like, if you in the city just hanging out, fucking around, what's your mix? Like,
what you like to do?
I literally be in the studio too much.
So yeah, all the time.
Really? I don't record.
Yes.
I don't record a lot, but I just love just being in the studio just in case I might want to record. Or it's just like a hangout. It's just, that's just our grandma's
basement.
I've
never seen him not at the studio.
So you don't, so you don't go to, like, clubs and...
Not really. I see what I'm saying? Like, they be...
Come to Voltage.
Yeah.
On Monday.
I did.
I come to Voltage.
Yeah, I did.
So you like the cool... Like,
I was at Voltage. Is nice.
Yeah.
That's...
But have you been to the Blue Flame?
I believe so. I've been to different places.
Right.
But it's like, I like stuff that makes sense. You know, why are we here? What are we doing?
Ape, I'm with you. Especially
but,
now.
But I might just be young and just ignorant right now about it.
Nah, it's usually the other way around.
Nah, you're not young and ignorant. Yeah. You were young and ignorant.
Yeah, you're doing it right.
You'd be at the club every day
for no reason.
For nothing. Right.
It ain't no why we're here. Like, we just here.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like this.
So do you think your club, your music, you don't even have to worry about your shit getting played in the club, huh?
I would love for my music to be in the club, but I'm not going to force it. I feel like that'll come naturally. I will get to a point to where I probably would like to go to a club. I'm not even 21 yet, so I'm 20. So a lot of times, they not even supposed to let me in the club. So I'm in the club. You know, I'm supposed to be low-key for them.
So they don't get in trouble.
But, you know what I mean? It's going to be a point in time where I might want to go to the club a lot more.
Mm-hmm.
And that music will naturally come. But I'm young, man. I'm figuring it out. I'm still living. I'm not forcing anything at all. So,
what's your crowd like when you have shows and shit?
Man, I don't even fully know right now because I haven't done my own tour yet. I've been on tour with other artists just opening up. I feel like it's time now, though, since I dropped this project. A lot of people paying more attention. I feel like it's time now, but I don't really know. But I will figure it out.
So what's some shit that the world or the audience of people just might not know about Damani? Some just maybe some right field shit.
Mm.
We know you play video games. We know you kind of hang out at the studio and all that type of shit. But what's some
what
shit?
What kind of food do you like to eat?
I like to eat a lot of healthy stuff.
Are you vegan?
You know, I don't really like that word.
Are you pro vegetable?
I love vegetables.
Okay.
If someone can make vegetables very good in a dish, then that's an art right there. It's easy to season some chicken and put a lot of sauce and put a lot, you know what I mean? It's easy to make unhealthy stuff taste good. If you could make some just plain vegetables taste good, I feel like that's an art. That's a talent right there. But I love vegetables, man. I like
do you eat like fish?
I just started eating salmon, but I was vegan, but I just don't like that word.
Okay.
But I just eat healthy. I just eat what makes me feel good.
Why don't you like the word vegan? Because
you can still be vegan and still
eat bullshit.
Right.
Right.
Eating all the bread, the starch, you know what I mean?
So from this day forward, we're just going to use pro-vegetable.
Pro-vegetable. Just plant-based. Eat healthy.
Plant-based. There you go.
Yeah.
Yeah. But that's what I like to eat. I like water.
Okay, so now that we got the food out the way, I always ask people this, like, whenever they come on the show about, like, their bucket list, things that they've never done that they want to do before they check out. And,
right.
You know what I'm saying? All that kind of stuff. So what's on Damani's bucket list? It can be a place that you want to go, an activity that you want to do, something that you want to see that you've never seen, like, anything like that.
I would love to just employ a lot of people. I would love to employ a lot of people and have a business that could just run. You know what I mean? Whether I'm there or whether I'm not, have a business that could just run and just employ people for just generations. That's what I want to do.
Nobody's ever said that before.
That's what deep. I want to do. I want a neighborhood.
That's deep, yeah.
That's hard, though.
Yeah. I like property.
Okay.
So I want a neighborhood or apartment complex or something.
Where would you want it at?
Anywhere that makes sense at the time.
So would it be like in the States, out of the country, overseas?
Really, I want to do a lot of stuff. It could be here, I want to do everywhere.
Okay.
How you stay focused through like the shit that be going on with your family and the tabloids and shit?
We kind of know who we are. So we know that it's like looking at people speaking from the outside, looking in. So it's like you kind of already understand that they don't know. So it's not that hard. Once you understand that they don't know, you start to look at them a little bit differently. So it's not that hard. I know. I got the inside scoop. I know this person personally, you know, and I know this person personally. You guys are just talking. So that's how it is.
Nah, for real.
What about travels? Have you traveled everywhere you want to go? Not everywhere, but are there still some places you want to go?
Nah. I mean, well, you know what? Yeah, I would love to go to Egypt. I would love to go to Egypt or something like that. I like to see a lot of stuff our ancestors made.
Thanks.
I would like to see that. But, man, you know, I done been so many places and really don't even remember. I don't even remember. Because a lot of times I go to these places and I don't really get to experience them.
Yeah.
It's just there. Either I was too young but I had fun, but I don't even remember where I was at. Mm-hmm. Or I was just working, and I don't even, what city we in? Got, so I haven't really experienced a lot of places, but definitely want to go to Egypt or something like that. Africa. I haven't been to Africa yet. Mm.
So growing up as one of the older brothers having like younger sisters, did you have any situations where like you had to jump in and like protect your sisters?
From dudes?
Or anything?
Yeah.
Elaborate.
Let me see. Man, this is a crazy story. Crazy story. This, okay. So I think somebody told this before, but boom. So we at the house. Mm-hmm. We at the house, at the lake house. This is the house that's on TV, that shows, I mean, on TV. Mm-hmm. So we're there. I'm asleep. I was sleeping late, too. It probably was like 12, 1 p.m. or something like that, 2 p.m. maybe. And then somebody just, I think Deja woke me up and said, the money. Some dude's outside and he tried to get in and Pops is beating him up. I said, whoa. I said, wait, but I'm still half asleep.
Sleep, yeah.
So I'm like, I'm just trying to, I'm moving
You're
slow.
Trying to get up, trying right. to process.
I'm not even, under, I don't want to, I mean, rush too soon because sometimes I don't know if you tripping or just a prank or like stuff like this because they just be pranking people and stuff. But, you know, I get myself together. I get downstairs. It's all over with. And then now everybody just talking about it. I'm like, what happened? Turns out some dude came and jumped over the gate and was throwing like little pebbles or something at the window. And then Deja opened the window and was like, what are you doing? And he was tripped out and he threw his wallet up through the window for some reason. He got his ID in there and stuff. But she went and told Pops, and then he woke up with his slippers on. And man, it's some video somewhere of this man kicking this man with these slippers on the ground. Man, it was crazy. He said, anyway, he told him to jump back over the gate, and it was crazy. And then I missed it all because I was asleep. Just like on Friday, what Friday was it when Santa came in and tried to rob.
Next Friday.
Yeah.
Next Friday.
And Mike up with sleep. That's how I feel. I was like, but nah, that was a funny story.
So speaking of like, you know, situations also that you had like with your pops and stuff, how did it feel when you guys hit the stage together at the Afropunk Festival?
That was a moment. That was the first time we did that here in Atlanta too, so that was a crazy, yeah. And it was his birthday.
Yeah.
The whole thing was I was supposed to come out and surprise him on his birthday, but we ended up pulling up at the same time. We got out of the car and we was just looking at each other. He was like, what you doing here? I was like, man. So he kind of, it wasn't that, a surprise like that no more.
But it was still special.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It was still a moment. I didn't know it was going to do all that, man. I just liked doing music.
Yeah, so, yeah.
So that was crazy. That was a blessing.
That's dope.
Who's some of your favorite rappers? What's on your soundtrack?
Favorite rappers? Definitely like Jay-Z. I like a lot of people like Jay-Z, Kendrick, Cole, Outkast, UGK. I like a lot of people. And I like Young Thug. Mm.
What's the most ratchet shit you listen to?
I like Future Ratchet.
Future's definitely ratchet.
I like Future. I like some Future, man. Yeah. Dang, it's a lot of, it's a, Gunna. Gunna just dropped something crazy with Future, Too Easy. That's crazy.
Yeah.
I listen to, I go and put my phone on a playlist, and I just listen to like whatever's hot and whatever's new, and that junk be hot. Mm. So sometimes I don't know who it is, but I like that music.
Mm. Right.
What you think about the whole TikTok shit? Like that whole world of people, TikToks. There be people on TikTok that's big as fuck and I've never heard of them. I be feeling right. Crazy.
Mm-hmm. It's like another world, man. What do I feel about it? I feel like it's even more of a reason why my opinion doesn't matter. So people be asking me, you know, do you like this song? Or do you? It don't
Interesting
matter.
Perspective.
It don't mm-hmm. matter. I don't look for me. You know what I mean? Don't think because if I like it, it's going to do this. Or if I don't like it, it's not going to do this. Hmm. I feel like it don't matter, man. Just put your music out. put the music out. Stop asking one person, do they like it? I get it, because you want people to think you're dope. Mm-hmm. But it don't matter these days. It don't matter.
But do you think the success of an artist is a collective of people's positive opinions? Because somebody got to like that shit for you to make it.
It literally don't matter. Everybody could, you could blow up because no one likes your music. You could literally blow up because you don't
have
it.
Yeah, that's crazy. No, this that's is a true. Crazy way to live.
It don't matter. It don't matter. So
you'll be popular. They might not. I feel what you're saying. Yeah.
Yeah.
You'll be the most unpopular person ever.
That's considered notorious.
And that's still numbers and streams and checks.
Right. There's a couple people out there like that.
So it don't matter, man. I feel like even more reason why my opinion doesn't matter. Just make music.
If you feel as if your musical opinion doesn't matter, does that also mean that you don't seek opinion for your music?
I love to hear people's feedback, but I understand that that's not everything. That's not everything. Important people have told me things like, you should change this, and woo-woo, and I didn't, and I still had a good outcome. Mm. So, I'm saying, like, it's just a lot of, it just don't matter, man. You just continue to make what you feel is you, and just figure out how to package it to the world.
That's really interesting. What you think about the phrase, I value your opinion, then? When somebody says, I value your opinion.
That's me. I value your opinion, you know.
But it don't matter.
But
it don't matter as much as you think it does.
Right, okay, I guess.
Yeah. So, or as much as it used to, it don't matter.
Yeah.
But that's what it is right there, man. Just the world is changing, evolving so fast. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Right, that's what's up. We learned some shit from Damani.
We learned a lot of shit.
You know what I'm saying?
A lot of shit.
Don't matter.
It don't. At the end of the day, when you get through, it don't matter.
You forgot it already.
Nigga tripping. The content.
Nah, I've been watching you, bro. You've been on your shit by yourself too.
Thank you.
And you don't be running behind Tilt. You be on your own shit. I be seeing you by yourself everywhere.
Appreciate it, man.
Keep working, my brother.
Thank you.
Let everybody know about your music, your projects, and everything you got going on.
Yes. Am I looking at one of this one?
No.
I got an album out called Skydive. It's 11 tracks, not too long, so just check it out. I got a couple videos out, Henny and Crystals. I Know It's Real, me featuring D Smoke. And Talk About It. Check that out if you want. My Skydive merch is out right now. Don't get the merch before you listen to the album. If you listen to the album, you might buy more merch. So listen to the album and then check out my website. You can follow me on Instagram at TheMoney. Everything else is TheMoney.
What's the website?
TheMoneyHarris.com. But that's on my Instagram. You could just click that link. TheMoney, DOMANI. And that's it, man. Thank you.
It's all about TheMoney. Where our merch at, though, bro?
Man, these are samples, man. These, this is a sample. This not even.
We well said it on the website. How they sample?
No, this is not available. This is not available.
Okay. We well sample.
Take it off. y'all should take this off.
We're gonna write it down.
I say
that. I done pointed and everything. So we really.
Oh, it's efficient.
Right, I done pointed. So,
hey, if you could tell your young 16-year-old self something, what you tell yourself?
Man, that's a great question, man. 16-year-old self. Keep heading in the direction. I feel like if we know we're headed in the right direction, we'll do exactly what we're doing a lot better. So just confirmation. Just telling myself you're headed in the right direction. That's probably all I needed to hear. And that's pretty much it. Keep being yourself and you're headed in the right direction.
Salute to Damani. Salute to Damani. Pulling up to Big Facts. It's www.bigfactspod.com.
Salute.
The truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
Live from First Class Sounds. You know who it is, DJ Scream. Big Bank is here, baby J. Special guest on Big Facts today is K Camp. He's here.
Hey.
Yes, K Camp. Welcome to Big Facts. How have you been, my brother?
Hey, man, I'm blessed, man. Working. You know how it goes.
Everything good with you?
Everything good, man. Staying consistent.
You got this perfect way of kind of like being out there, but being out the way. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like making noise, but being quiet as fuck. Like how did you master that? Or what is the art or the science behind that?
When it's time to drop the album. You know what I'm saying? Drop the album, go tour, duck off, get some money. You know what I'm saying? I be trying to learn some shit in the off season. I don't be in the off season just bullshit. I'm trying to learn some shit, get some more money. You know what I'm saying? So that my little shit has been working for me. You know what I'm saying? At first it was a problem. You know what I'm saying? They was like, boy, why you ain't out here doing it? But now it's my niche now. So shit, mm-hmm. gonna keep doing it.
You feel like making hits or putting out we'll call them hits.
Yeah.
You feel like making hits for you is kind of like, I don't say too easy, but it's just kind of like it's easy. Yeah, you get it.
Yeah.
What's the recipe?
Good drink, good weed. You know what I'm saying? Some vibes in the studio. And just speaking from the heart for real. You know what I'm saying? Just going in there, just telling your truth. Niggas be goddamn capping. If you go in there and just really just say how you feeling, shit come out natural.
That's simple. Mm-hmm. And I feel like from day one and being in the studio with you, man, it's something you just have fun with it. You ain't thinking like I'm finna go. Right. It's pressure for me to go make no hit or no shit like that. You just being.
If I'm overthinking a record, I'm not recording that day.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? If I feel like I'm doing too much, I cut that bitch off and go chill. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That easy.
Yeah.
So where are you from originally?
Born in Milwaukee.
For real?
Mm-hmm.
So what you think about the Bucks?
Shout out to them. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to them. I'm a Milwaukee fan. Be on my ass, boy. Be on my ass. I've been here my whole life. But they be like, boy, you from Milwaukee? I'm like, come on, man. Why y'all gonna put me in the middle like that?
Yeah.
Throw me in the middle like that. But nah, shout out to them, man. I got a lot of family out there, man. So it's all love.
When did you get to the city?
One.
Well, oh, you.
Damn.
You from Atlanta, huh?
Right. Like,
yeah.
They don't understand that. They're not hearing that. They're not hearing that.
Born and raised is a different thing, though.
You feel me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where you was at, that's what you is, basically.
For sure.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I said? They ain't hearing that shit.
Nah.
Yeah, my comments, my DMs are going crazy.
Seeing our communities grow and thrive is something we care deeply about here at Black Tech Green Money. State Farm Insurance also cares about the growth of black communities. They're actively investing in programs and initiatives that help provide financial literacy, give early career advice, and grow black-owned businesses, thus leading to generational wealth, which helps protect the future of our communities. We want to build a future that we all can be proud of. State Farm understands that representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. It also requires active sponsorship of programs like the AXO, a year-long program that recognizes and rewards high school students for their academic and cultural achievements, along with funding programs like Project Ready, a national Urban League program committed to educational achievement of black and brown youth that has awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to date. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and can have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
At JCPenney, fashion counts for everybody and everybody. It's spring, and with the weather changing and so many great things coming up like Mother's Day and the Wind Down Tour, I definitely need a fresh spring wardrobe for every occasion. This spring, I'm looking for that perfect flowy spring dress for Mother's Day, as well as replacing my everyday basics. That's what I love about JCPenney. They have so many stylish and comfortable options that I always find just what I'm looking for there. Spring is a feel-good season and comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. The fashion at JCPenney is the same way. Refresh your wardrobe this spring with styles that gets you, something to wear that fits your favorite moments of the season at prices that feel just as good. Discover brands that get you and put style and comfort first, like Worthington and Liz Claiborne for her, each in women's petite and plus sizes, and Stafford and Mutual Weave for him, style and comfort for all, even big and tall. Plus even more for the whole family like Levi's and Exertion. Here, spring comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. JCPenney, make everybody count.
Tell us a little bit about the North Side, too. I feel like a lot of people don't talk about the North Side. From your area, the North Side comes K Camp, if I'm not mistaken, Mike Will. There's some other talent out there.
G-A-1, you know what I'm saying? Shit, you was out there.
Yeah.
You know, Red Train.
Red Train, yeah.
Tessano. So,
yep.
Club, yeah, Tessano, Q, you
Vegas
can go
Nights.
Up.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? That's where we started, Scream. You know what I'm saying? That's when, shit, 17, 18 in the club, 6-7 days a week. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Always, that Vegas Nights was like the Cobb County Central Station.
You feel me? So, you know what I'm saying? We was out here every day, Figure Eight, West Side, East Side, South Side, trying to get records broke. And we had to open mic at Mariachi, you know what I'm saying? Every Monday, Walker used to come through there.
Mariachi, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Try to pour them, and it was going. Yep. Everybody in that air, you know what I'm saying? You know what the vibe
was.
It was the motion for
it. It was like a family.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we had that show smash.
To do music from the beginning.
This shit really in the family, though. It's in the bloodline. Aunties, uncles, everybody was in some type of band, play some type of instrument. You know what I'm saying? It just really just fell in my lap. I was hooping for her, you know, and that shit just, it was God calling. Kept trying it. It was really when I broke my ankle, my 12th grade year, I got cut, you know what I'm saying? First time I ever got down disappointed. Like, you know what I'm saying? You know, when you just, that first moment, you just heartbroken.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Coach looked at me like, it was over with. Went to the music. I ain't stopped since.
Okay, what moment in your career where you felt like, or in your life when you felt like, oh no, I got this shit?
When I started this shit. When I started this shit, one thing about me, bro, when I got my mind locked on some shit, ain't no ending to it. You know what I'm saying? I ain't gonna stop till I get that shit. Prime example, niggas thought I was done. I had my mind locked on this shit. You know what I'm saying? I was locked the fuck in. Like, these niggas.
Yeah.
I had to prove something, like, oh, these niggas thought it was over with, but they didn't know what the hell I had going on in the background. So I knew this shit was still strong. I knew the foundation, the fans were still there. I was still torn. Still had the base.
Right.
As long as you got the base, you know what I'm saying? Mm. You ain't got to be on the mainstream. You ain't got to be in the spotlight. You got the base. You can go tour. You got them do your shit. And you straight. You know what I'm saying?
And cater to them.
Yeah, it's two different worlds. But you know what I'm saying? I play both worlds real well now. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I ain't trying to be, you know what I'm saying? Like, my goal is to be the biggest, you know what I'm saying? Biggest exec, biggest artist. You know what I'm saying? That's still the goal.
But and it's still possible. You got plenty of time.
I ain't chasing what everybody chasing.
Right.
At that point, I done made my mind up. Like, I'm not chasing that shit. You know what I'm saying? Right. Show me where the money at. Y'all can have the clout. Show me where the money at.
Another thing you hard on, though, like, you don't wrote a lot of records for niggas, right?
Mm-hmm.
Do you speak about them or you can't speak about them? Or?
I don't even write for niggas no more, for real.
Okay, you stop?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's that writing game, first of all, you know what I'm saying? I was supposed to have that Beyonce Savage verse. You know what I'm saying?
But what you mean?
I wrote one for that.
For this shit with Megan Thee Stallion?
Yeah.
You wrote the verse that Beyonce was supposed to?
Not the one that she cut.
Okay.
I wrote one for her to cut.
You wrote one for her to cut?
Yeah.
But she ended up cutting another one.
She ended up cutting another one.
Right.
And that type of shit I ain't got time for.
I got you. going through all that shit.
Like, y'all doing all that extra shit. And they don't, I'm cool. Okay.
Yeah.
Yes, I'm just directly in the studio and they know they cut, you know what I'm saying? But
What pay better?
What? Between what?
I'm saying, like, the royalties for if you write a big record for Beyonce, Rihanna, or whatever the case is that, do you feel like that's more profitable than just the artist?
Never landed a big one like that, so I don't know yet. When I do, I'll let you know.
Okay. That's a great answer. I'll let you know. He has media training.
You feel me?
That's a great answer. So what you be on just your personal K-Camp time? Like, because we never see you in the bullshit. We never see you in the blogs. We never see you on the Shade Room. We never see, like, where.
Trying to get on Shade Room.
Like, no drama.
Or you want to get on Shade Room.
You don't know what you mean.
You can get on there right now.
What's happening?
No, I'm saying, what you mean you be trying to get on
there? That's bullshit. Certain shit, I be popping my shit. You know what I'm saying? They just got to catch it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? I think it was an incident that happened, like, a couple years back that between, I think, my management and one of them little blogs and it kind of got mixed. So I don't think they really fucked me like that. But I could be wrong. I could be wrong. That was years ago. But in my free time, man, I'm in the studio, man. I'm in the lab. I'm doing shows. I'm at the crib. I'm chilling with my bitch. I'm getting rubbed on, taking trips. You know what I'm saying? I'm doing the shit that I need to do. You feel what I'm saying?
Shit you supposed to be doing.
Yeah, like, if I ain't working, I'm vibing with my lady. D-Day.
Right.
How you avoid, like, fuck with other bitches, like having a female, all these bitches coming up? Nigga?
Can't avoid it. They around. But I'm faithful.
What you mean?
You can't avoid it.
You said how I avoid
that shit was confusing.
Yeah, that was a confusing answer. You can't avoid it sound like a big party. I guess just clarify.
How do you avoid not, like, fuck with other bitches?
How do I avoid not fucking with them?
Yeah. Not cheating on your girl. How you avoid that being?
That's what I'm saying. I'm faithful. I don't cheat on my girl, but they always around. You know what I'm saying? I kick.
Okay, so you're asking.
Me.
You're saying. No.
You not fucking these hoes, man.
You no, can't look, avoid. You said,
wait.
No, because you said, how do you avoid not cheating? You meant to say, how do you not cheat? And you should have left just the avoid part.
Hey, edit that.
Hey, man, I'm faithful. That's all that matters. You ain't about to get me in no blender. Hey, we good.
Say less.
That's it.
Because I ain't understand the answer.
Yeah.
You ain't understand the question.
Nah.
You ain't cheating. K-Camp
ain't cheating, gang.
Nah, hell nah.
So now we got three. K-Camp, Scream, and Zay. Niggas that
you
don't
bank
cheat.
Out.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he out. Don't. Yeah, he hell no. Nah. Him cheat.
That's
hell
a
nah.
cheater.
What is
the fuck is that?
Spell it.
Are you kidding
Somebody
me?
Spell it.
Hey, we don't cheat.
But what you think? You think that's a major part of a nigga being able to be successful, to have a girl at home?
For sure. I had to learn that. You know what I'm saying? Majority of my career, I was just on the bullshit. I was running around, you know what I'm saying, fucking everything, just, you know what I'm saying, every night. And you know what I'm saying, you can gain success, but I figured out, you know what I'm saying, just having one in your corner, so much more shit you can get done. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, stability, cutting out the distractions, you know what I'm saying? Your girl gonna help you out, make sure you on point, you know what I'm saying? So that shit, at this point right now, that shit working for me. You know what I'm saying? I ain't complaining.
You think it's easier or harder for a nigga to find love after he done found fame?
Harder. It's definitely the hardest thing, because you don't know motives. You know what I'm saying? A girl can be around you for like 2 years just faking the shit. Just to get wiped up, just to get pregnant. And then, you know what I'm saying, fuck around, have a kid.
You stuck with this hoe for the rest of your life. 360
on you, you know what I'm saying? You stuck, so you never know. I was with my ex 5 years. We, you know what I'm saying? I ain't gonna say she did me dirty, but we ain't together. That's wasted. You know what I'm saying? Like, all this shit be...
But y'all ain't together because of your fault or her fault?
It probably was a mutual thing. You know what I'm saying? A lot of shit happened in the background. It was just, like, you know, it wasn't no bad blood. It wasn't no bad turns. Like, you know what I'm saying? They just, we ain't about to keep doing it back and forth. I actually had a real ass talk with my stepmom. She was talking about my real dad. And that was, she had a 12-year story. And I was like, nah, I ain't doing that. So I ain't even, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, fuck that. Straight.
Big question for Big Facts, man. How is Mama Camp?
She good.
What's up with Mama Camp? What she been
spot
on?
She got a new spot over there in Camp Creek.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? She doing Campsgiving still. She doing like nonprofit. You know, she be all for the community and shit.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she good.
I know she taught you a lot of shit, you know what I'm saying, in your life. But what's one of the things you feel like Mama Camp taught you that was real good for you as K Camp?
She was on my ass about that business early.
Mm.
And I wasn't listening. You know what I'm saying? Obviously, it beat me in the ass. But, you know what I'm saying? Everything she taught me, I started to, you know, contribute that to my career, my personal, and all that shit started to work out for the better.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? But she was on my ass about them contracts. You know what I'm saying? Looking at them percentages, making sure, you know what I'm saying, you ain't putting everybody in your pocket, just taking your money, they ain't doing shit.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? Because in the game, a lot of niggas hire a lot of motherfuckers, they, you know what I'm saying? Your money gone.
Your only contract was with... Interscope, you still with Interscope?
Mm-hmm. I got one more album. After this album I draw, I got one more.
Okay.
Fully indie.
You sound like you're looking forward to it.
Yeah, I do all the distro. You know, we got our own distribution. We got a lot of shit going. I can't wait.
Okay.
You feel me?
That's what I thought.
Can't wait.
That's what it is. Who's the people you ain't got a chance to lock in with yet that you want to lock in with? Just doing records and shit.
It's a lot of niggas, man. I think me and Thug go crazy.
Mm.
I'm waiting on me and Thug. Future 2. He was supposed to be on the album, I was dropping Esco Plan.
You and Future ain't never did a record?
Future ain't never did one.
Okay.
Unless it was some,
I thought,
you know what I'm saying, nigga send a verse and it be, I'm talking
that
about
type
like
shit.
Me and Future. Yeah, we ain't never did that.
Damn, you know what? You know Camp and Future don't get no record.
Who else? I say, what, Drake?
Drake.
Baby. You know what I'm saying?
Thug, shit. Yeah.
Thug, you know?
Yeah.
I fuck with niggas. Niggas gotta fuck with me. You know what I'm saying? I be ducked out, so niggas think I don't fuck
you gotta,
with
they gotta be able to find you. That's what I was gonna say.
Be saying that same shit.
They gotta be able to find you, Camp.
You know what I'm saying? Hey, niggas be busy. Niggas be in their own world. I ain't type nigga on goddamn try to come in your mix and just be all in your shit, because I don't like niggas in my mix.
Dick
like
riding.
That.
K-Camp.
Yeah,
I've
never been no dick rider. I just stay in my lane, and once the pass meet, you know what I'm saying? Once it's time. I was in L.A. playing Madden with Thug. Like 4 or 5 months ago.
You just put it out there. Put it out there, and niggas be like, oh, try to fuck with him. I fuck with him.
Yeah.
I get it.
I'm fucking with Thug. We play Madden. It's cool. It's a vibe.
What's your sign there?
I'm a Taurus. I'm an introvert, bro. You know what I'm saying? I'd be cooling.
No, they be deep on these signs on Big Face.
For sure. My girl be on that shit, but I'm a tourist, bro. I be chilling.
For sure.
I get shit done.
What's some other bucket list shit for K Count that you want to do?
That you've never done before? That you want to do before you die? Or before you, you know?
In this life. This is a better one.
Yeah.
This life.
Bucket list. Check out.
Man, I don't know, man. I want to do a lot of shit. I ain't going to lie to you. Travel the world, you know what I'm saying? Number one album.
Any particular place you want to go?
Shit, I ain't hit Brazil. I ain't hit, what's that spot in the UK where they got that big-ass theater that where they be performing at? Anybody know what I'm talking about? No? Mm-hmm. I got to look it up again. I want to see what that feel like. I was goddamn high as fuck one day just doing some research on the Greeks and shit. It's the Greek theater. What's that? Man, y'all know what that shit called?
Greek
theater.
There you go.
Yeah.
I'm gonna go see what that shit like. Mm. Just other shit, man. I've been on some different shit lately, bro. I've been trying to be present and really like see what the fuck I'm. You know what I'm saying? I just started making beats 2 days ago.
Mm.
Going crazy. NPC. Mm. You need some beats?
Tell them all beats.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm tired of niggas send me the pack.
You feel me?
Right.
Doing all type of shit. My girl got me on all type of shit. Taking walks and shit.
taking walks.
Meditating.
No. Nah, for real. My wife, yes. Yeah. Them walks.
I meditate, but she got me on, you know what I'm saying? Like, right. You get a girl in your life, she put you on a whole bunch of other shit.
That's real shit.
I'm reading books. I never read. I think I graduated with a...
What y'all be doing on the
wall? Smoking and just vibing. You know what I'm saying? Just talking about life. You know what I'm saying? I graduated with a 1.8.
1.8? How you graduate? No, you can't graduate with a 1.8.
Y'all want to know how I graduated?
Okay. How you graduate?
Let me tell you, the smarter girl that was in our class was sitting right next to me during we taking the graduation test. Every time she bubbled the answer, I bubbled the answer. Oh, every good. Time
you
she bubbled
your way out of
I cheated my way out of high school, bro. No cap.
Said, at least you made it. That's
at least
all
I made it. Yeah. The biggest out there, high school. What are you talking about? Sky's the limit. You know what I'm saying? I got Rare Sound. You know what I'm saying? Soon to be the biggest independent label, you know what I'm saying, in the game. I got True Story G in here. I got Trapping in London in here. I got J Rod in here. Trapping in London was on Slime Language. J Rod going crazy. True Story G, Buckethead Shorty going to drop. Bobby Critical, Lil Bird. You know what I'm saying? I'm on my exec shit. I'm on my artist shit. I'm just trying to take it to the moon, bro. Honestly.
You never thought about doing a movie or the reality show type shit?
Do a movie. I want to get one of your movies.
Shit, I ain't had no movie. I been in other niggas' movies.
Well, shit, when they call you, look. Send me a text like, look, little extra. I come in a little extra.
You look like you supposed to be on TV.
You feel me?
What about would you ever do a reality show with you and your girl? Taking walks and shit?
Nah, I ain't gonna take no walks.
Walks and shit.
Man, you know, like, nah, love hip hop.
I ain't taking no walks on the TV.
You know, I take no walks on love and hip hop.
I denied that, though. They called me.
I'm saying, why wouldn't you do that, though? If that's you.
I do other shit. I ain't about to be on just TV walking in the park and shit. That
I'm
ain't.
Saying, why not, though? You do this shit for real, though.
If they catch
you. I'm saying, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah.
I don't walk every day, man.
Nah, I'm saying, would you go in there and be you?
Yeah, for sure. Gotta be. What else I'm gonna be?
Nah, you know, they said they be making up narratives and shit for that shit.
That's why, right? I don't like doing that shit. You know what I'm saying? But I don't like recutting.
You think you could goddamn really just, okay.
I turn some TV
be
up.
You. Be yeah. you, like, sure. I'm gonna be me and say
sure.
this.
For sure. Easy.
We gotta see this, though. We ain't never seen this K Camp, bro.
Come on, say it up.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Okay. Like, somebody, you think you could do that screen?
It's to be sold.
Yeah. You think you could do that?
Yeah, I feel what he's saying. For the check, we're going to turn it up. But we're not going to do the bullshit like we always say.
No, I'm saying like your real life. Bullshit? Like no bullshit. Just
the bullshit, no, the scripted bullshit they're going to make you do.
I don't like that.
We're not doing that on no reality TV.
No, what I'm saying is, all right, if they come to you right now, okay, Scream, we can give you a show about your real life. Mm-hmm. We don't want to be stripped and then whatever you're going through. Mm-hmm. Cameras following you. Oh, could you do that?
Yeah. I'm going to tell you, they're going to cancel me.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
They're going to cancel me. They hear what I really be talking about. I'm going to get canceled.
That's crazy. I don't know. I probably could.
You can do it.
I probably could, shit, because the nigga already say what they be thinking. That's the only thing about, the only scary part about that shit is you saying some shit that you didn't really want to say.
Getting canceled.
You know what I'm saying?
Getting canceled.
All right, what you think about that cancel shit?
Some bullshit.
What you mean?
Some bullshit. Yeah, I ain't about to say, just like you said, say the wrong thing. I ain't about to be the one.
Right.
You got me festivals, my boy, all. Hey.
Because like artists and athletes got to be
my money getting
fucking damn near perfect.
That's like what I'm saying. I don't like that shit.
One
though,
thing
you know, I don't like how the game built. That's the main reason why I stay.
Right. That tweet out? That's why I'm like Beyonce. That's why I see Beyonce don't say shit.
Charlamagne
put that
facts,
out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, exactly. I see why Beyonce don't say
stay
shit.
Stay out the way.
I get it. You know what I'm saying?
As soon as you say one thing.
But shit, it's our job to talk. Now,
in this platform. But you can be an artist and don't say shit like Beyonce and Kendrick and some other artists.
They smart.
You do have to get to that level, you're right. Yeah. You can't just start not saying shit.
Yeah.
You got to get to that level.
I don't know, though, man. Because a lot of that shit, I be want to say something.
That's that Gemini.
I be want to say the wrong shit, too, though.
Funny
ass around, though. Yeah, I don't turn to a blogger, bro. I put that up. Somebody said me some funny shit, I just post it. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can't take this shit serious, bro.
But soft, man. This shit soft.
Yeah.
If you take it serious, you're going to get caught up in your feeling.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You go taking this shit, like, serious. Like, this shit is something to play with for me, bro. I'm finna find this shit, smoke me some weed, and laugh all day. Right. I take it serious, and then when you start taking shit serious, you're going to take it too far.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Nah, real shit. You can't even fuck it. Like, this shit is a joke.
Right. Just make it all
like,
a joke.
No matter what. I remember I used to erase niggas' comments and shit. They say some bullshit on my page. Now I just like it. Like,
just like that shit.
You're right, bro.
Right. Can't take none of that shit.
Cause you retarded.
Take that shit, see, you right, King.
Niggas don't be having nothing going on, man. Niggas don't be having nothing going on.
Nah, real shit. Man. That shit just crazy how this world made though now, man.
Y'all so, fuck with the new A? Y'all fuck with this shit?
What?
Cause you just seen this shit from like, all y'all. You know what I'm saying?
You gotta be in the
middle. How this shit work now? Just social media, how everything.
I respect hustlers. I don't care if you're digital, street. I respect all hustlers.
How the game is.
But it's confusing. As fuck, because I be trying to understand the goal.
Nigga, good.
Seriously, though, what's the goal?
Like,
what's the goal? I think the first time I met you and we was talking about getting some money.
Yeah, for sure.
That was the goal.
And there's plenty of ways to get it nowadays. It's actually
more than ever.
Ways.
More than
y'all
ever.
Think, you think something wrong with like clout chasing?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
What's wrong with it?
It's some bullshit.
Like
it's like dick riding.
On what type of clout?
Yeah, there's good clout. There are some good clout chasers.
Cause you got some niggas who really be
it's
doing
some good clout chasers.
Not clout, good clout chasing. Not like clout chasing.
Like those YouTuber niggas.
Yeah, like
that's what I'm saying. Like YouTuber
it's
niggas.
An
not
yeah, like it's art to
yeah.
it.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like
if you doing what you supposed to do, it ain't turning.
If you that type of nigga, exactly.
No, it's a difference between clout chasing and trolling.
Y'all just right.
Okay, trolling is complete.
I'm thinking about trolling.
Trolling is complete.
Like some niggas who just be trolling, but it's the same thing as clout chasing though.
Y'all just lost me.
If you trolling, it's still the same shit as clout chasing.
It's in the same family.
Exactly my point.
You get paid.
You get paid on trolling too.
I just say this: you just do shit. Like how niggas got them.
You get paid off sucking dick. That don't mean you supposed to do it.
Big fact.
Come on,
big fact.
Is the money the end result? Like
shit for all
is
right
the money
man.
The end result.
Come on. Like, is that the ultimate motivation? Like
no, that's
come
not
on,
the ultimate
bro.
Motivation.
Like, what are we saying right now? Like
what you
no.
do, Jay?
Nah, he's trying to get me canceled off the
right.
show by saying that twice.
Like, off what show? You never be canceled off of this show. How?
Oh, my
he ain't
God.
Going for that one.
Right now, yeah.
You can never be canceled off nothing.
Never, huh?
What council mean?
DJ.
My big council. I came in for a black ear, man. I was canceled. Hell you be, man. Shit, nigga wrote me out early.
Me too, though.
Yeah, you talking about
that. I don't know what. I was black as fuck. Jay got a little color.
That wasn't it. That wasn't it back then, nigga.
It wasn't. The worst.
Okay. Are you red? Niggas used to rule the world.
Yeah.
You were black ahead,
Bobby B. Short and all them niggas.
You said what? Bobby B. Short? Stop, bro. Stop. Bobby Short.
I'll be Short.
Keep that in, bro.
Yo. Yes, I know.
Bobby B. Short.
Like the nigga we just had on here. He's talking about he got most of his videos on Snapchat. What the fuck is Snapchat?
Bobby B. Show. I thought I was out the loop. I was like, I heard
nigga
it.
Put,
it sounded
nigga
familiar.
Put two.
I thought he was about to say Bobby B.
Artist together, Bobby B. Short, bro.
Bobby Brown and Al B. Short. That's that Gemini shit, bro. I'm telling you, that shit be
that
fucked up. That shit be fucked up. Like, for real, man.
That's funny.
Big it, shouts out to Al B. Short, Bobby Brown. Y'all are welcome in Big Facts. Separate or together.
No
y'all want to do it. What we doing, Jay?
Hey, man. We just here, man. We living life.
Kemp.
What's happening?
Oh, man.
Nah, you seem like one nigga got the head on, man. Yeah. Be on your shit. I follow you on the gram and shit.
Yeah.
I be fucking with you, though, for
real.
For
sure, for sure. Mm-hmm.
How you just stay, like, away from the bullshit?
Shit. I don't know. Locked in the studio. Shit with my gang. In my inner circle. Fucking with niggas who I know with me.
Did you just open your own studio, too?
Yeah.
You got your own studio. Any other businesses?
What you call
shit?
It?
Rare Sounds.
Rare Sounds.
Okay.
5,000 square feet. You know what I'm saying? Two studio podcasts, room, basketball court, production space, two offices, strip club.
I thought it was going to be club. Like some shit like club camp or some shit.
Hell
no. Like
hell no.
How you remain faithful with a strip club in your studio?
Let my girl come. She like that shit too.
Oh, okay.
Say less.
She like
we
that
play
shit.
Together, we stay
I
together.
You know what I'm saying? Throwing money, FaceTime my bit. Like, yeah, you like this? She with that. She cool.
That's what's up.
That's what's up.
Yeah.
That's rare.
It is rare.
Show. So what you about to drop? Like, what you got coming up? What you want to tell the people in closing? You know, yeah, how to follow you?
Yeah, for
all
sure.
That kind of old shit, man.
Yeah, follow me. You know what I'm saying? All that, yeah, Instagram, all that bullshit. But, you know what I'm saying? Float, you know what I'm saying? The album Float, about to drop 8/13.
Okay, you know August 13th.
August 13th, got some nice features on there.
Can you tell us who they are?
When did it come out? I'm about to drop the track list anyway. Trey on there, Mooski on there,
that's PNB
right. on there. I got an artist from UK named Kareem Taylor on there. Nudie was supposed to be on there. He's that tripping. We gonna get another one in though.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. Y'all know I like to rock by myself. I'm about to shoot on Friday. I might knock all them bitches out. I'll be working. I'll be behind the scene working.
Talk about the Guts record.
Yeah. Oh, True Story G. Damn, tripping. G on there. True Story G on there. The Guts.
What up?
Yeah. We recorded Guts. I recorded Guts in my old condo in the kitchen. So that record probably like 6-7 months old. But you know what I'm saying? It's been itching to come out. And you know what I'm saying? You know when you roll out an album, you got to throw them vibes out. And that was one that caught. That was one of the ones that the management and all the people around was like, hey, that's the one. Well, my guys, you know what I'm saying, around me fucking with a record, that's when I know, like, let me get that bitch out.
Like, that's the one.
That's the one. You know what I'm saying? And it's for the streets. You know, this album, y'all know Kiss 5, I was straight for the female R&B. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
This album, I'm going back to, you know, I came out. When I came out, I was a club artist.
A1 super group.
You get what I'm saying? Yep, like, yep, I was a club artist. Yeah. You feel me? So,
all night.
I wanted to go back to the club. I ain't want no folk put me in that R&B category, even though I be chilling. When you get put in that R&B category, that shit too damn quiet and too humble. I don't agree with you.
What? What's on your mind? I named
4 or 5.
Now, what's
right
on
now?
Your mind and you got down? What's
nah, they hard record.
Yeah,
they
shit.
Big record. They
but you still
got
to be
do.
Able to give them, cut them off and money, baby.
Yeah, but when you
too,
in that R&B shit, it's too quiet. I'm not an R&B nigga. I make R&B shit, but I'm not an R&B nigga.
You're a melodic nigga.
You know what I'm saying?
What's too quiet? What's too quiet, though? What you say? What's too quiet? What you mean?
R&B nigga drop projects and JB. You know what I'm saying? Just
cuddled up in the corner and
you
shit.
You feel me? Yeah, you know what I'm saying? I want to drop and go to the club. You know what I'm saying?
Go
to the Lord. You know, I'm that type of nigga. You know what I'm saying? So people be getting confused with me thinking I just be on some R&B shit. I just make that shit because I know I can do it in a sale. You get what I'm saying?
It's profitable.
But I'm not an R&B nigga. You get what I'm saying?
Shit,
I ain't going to stop making
it. Yeah,
I got some flavor on the next.
Yeah.
I got a flavor that ain't. Man, come on, man. I got that shit loaded. Yeah. But yeah, man, Float the album, 8/13.
What does Float stand for?
That's me. You know what I'm saying? I float on everything. I float over.
Oh, so it's not like an acronym?
No.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? You know, like when Lil Wayne went to Weezy or Tunchi, you know what I'm saying? K Camp went to Float. You know what
so
what I'm
you changed your name to Float now?
Yeah, that's me. Float is me.
Nice to meet you, my nigga.
What's happening? You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Float. You know what I'm saying? Float 8/13. I said that bit 3 times, but
say it again.
Float 8/13.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But now we got a lot of shit in the works, man. We about to go radio again. I'm about to go on tour. I'm about to announce the tour. It's a lot of shit going on. You know what I'm saying? I got the trucking business. I got the merch business. This is my shit on right now. You know what I'm saying? We about to drop 2. Flaws included.
We need some shit.
I got y'all.
Yeah.
We be running out of shit to wear.
I'm bring y'all some shit for sure. For sure. So I got a lot of shit in the works. You know what I'm saying? The label, Red Sound. You know what I'm saying? We trying to take that bitch to the moon. Like I said, it's a lot of just, I'm on my exec shit and my artist shit. I be on a lot of business shit behind the scenes niggas don't know about, you know what I'm saying? I really be.
Are you looking for new talent for your label?
I'm always looking for new talent, but you know what I'm saying? What the group of guys I got right now, we good.
That's your main focus.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
We need to go ahead and just groom that and take that, to, you know what I'm saying? Take that up and then we'll venture off and try to find some more flavor.
Cool. Mm.
But they got to be better than me.
Mm.
Cool.
Mm. They got to work harder than me.
Work harder. Okay.
You know what I'm saying? These niggas work hard.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? If you ain't working harder than me, if you ain't, nah, I ain't fucking with you.
Mm.
You can be talented as fuck, but if you ain't doing shit, if you lazy, this shit don't add up.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You got to be in that bitch.
Yeah, that's what's up.
Most definitely,
that's what's
man.
Up.
Big shout out to K. Kelly.
Appreciate you for coming out,
man. Come on, man. Y'all know it's all this shit deep in it.
We appreciate you. K. Camp, www.bigfaxpod.com. Stay tuned. Salute.
Let's go.
You're listening to Big Facts with Big Bank and DJ Scream. Follow Big Facts on social media at Big Facts Pod. Big Bang and DJ Scream bring you Big Bang.
Hey, man, it's all the way up.
Ladies and gentlemen.
That merch in.
Yes.
Yeah, that's right. www.bigfaxpod.com.
Yeah, with the real ones one time. Y'all come get y'all some of this merch, man.
Bigfaxpod.com.
Let's get it.
Get that merch right now. Shop with us.
It's all the way up. Big Fat Merch.
It's going down.
Visit the new website today. www.bigfaxpod.com. Visit now.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
You deserve a moment to yourself every single day. And a delicious bite of a Keebler Sandies can give you that comforting pause. Relax this Sunday with a little moment to yourself and the melt-in-your-mouth magic of a Keebler Sandies. This magic is baked into simple shortbread cookies by Ernie and the Keebler Elves. So as life continues to fly by, make the most of your me moment. Take a pause and enjoy a Keebler Sandies.
You're a growing business, which means you need every spare hour you can find. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.